Each year, Deloitte and the Partnership for Public Service rank federal agencies in their best places to work listings. To find new insights, the authors are taking a closer look at agencies with similar missions. David Dye is director of Deloitte's Federal Human Capital Services. In this interview with Federal News Radio's Eric White, he discusses some of the differences between federal law enforcement agencies at the top and the bottom of the rankings.
In addition to looking at the data themselves, we also had an opportunity to spend time with about 50-55 law enforcement agencies across government and understand what drives some of these differences, some FBI and Secret Service, which are hitting the top and the bottom of the law enforcement spectrum. A little bit tough to maybe understand why things don't work, but we do like to look at what does work, and you noticed in the write-up that we speak quite well of FBI, that does some things pretty well. As you'll see in the paper, there were three challenges, and when you look at them, you say, well, those are things that apply to everybody, but when you dive deep a little bit, you say, well, these are things that affect law enforcement, perhaps a little bit specifically. So the three we looked at were looking at the concept of wellness in a very demanding environment. Physical and mental security are things that are really important for making law enforcement officials successful and committed to their missions and their agencies. The second one is about communication. And you think about communication, which is important for everybody. In this case, it's a little bit of a challenge for law enforcement because of this need-to-know concept, which makes it sometimes difficult to communicate across work units. And the third one is just trying to make sure that leaders in law enforcement agencies understand the importance and link between employee satisfaction and commitment and accomplishing the mission. So those are the three challenges. There's others, but those are the three that bubbled up for us in our conversations.
In the paper, you mentioned about how some agencies feel they're not adequately staffed. Will law enforcement agencies ever feel like they have adequate staffing? Because, I mean, it's just such a large scope that they work within. You know, are they ever going to say, hey, we don't need this much backup?
I guess I would say resources and support for being able to, whether it's the people and manpower or the materials or the budget to get your job done, is probably always going to be an issue in law enforcement. As we saw in the paper, when you have frontline supervisors supporting people's needs to balance work and life issues, when the workload is trying to maintain at a reasonable level, obviously physical and mental strain on law enforcement officials is a big deal. So can you limit the length or frequency of shifts? Can you make sure that people are working reasonable number of hours? Can you have backups? So again, while it seems like something that works is a challenge to everybody, I think in this case, how we make sure that we pay attention to law enforcement demands and have ways to make sure that budgets, people, and materials are in place as best as possible.
Is it tougher for workers to communicate their problems that they have within their agency, since law enforcement agencies sort of have, you know, a more militaristic approach to things, and there's more of, you know, if you're complaining, you're kind of not on the team kind of feeling going around?
Yeah, great question. I think it could be that. I think also what we learned is that, when you think about asking for help or trying to open up communication, maybe could even be viewed as a little bit of a weakness, if you will. So how do we make sure we don't view this as a weakness? How do we make sure that we open up lines of communication both top-down and bottom-up, and that that's encouraged and rewarded? So there were some great examples, again, at the FBI. In this case, Director James Comey, who not only visited the field offices but made communication, particularly around how leadership and staff talk to each other at headquarters and at field. In fact, leaders are getting rated on communication through some of their surveys. So, you know, making it a priority, making sure it flows top-down and across work units were some of the specific actions that we noted were having an impact.
And on the other side of the spectrum, with these agencies that are at the bottom again, you know, TSA and CBP and Secret Service, is leadership there? Is there sort of whether it's a lack of leadership or is it just bad leadership overall?
Hard for me to answer that. Again, I think we're you know, when you look at trying to understand what drives engagement, our view is that we can look at gaps and problems and challenges, but I think we prefer to look at those who are doing it well and see if those agencies can learn from others. So hard to ask if it's a lack of something. I do think that what we find, if you pay attention to something and people also feel and understand and see what you're doing in response to their concerns, then things will happen. And I think that's what we find with folks like the FBI. Leaders are paying attention. They're letting employees know that what they say matters. They're taking action on it, and they're letting them know what they're doing in response to their challenges.
Did your paper incorporate what agencies face more dangers day to day? You know, CBP is interacting with so many people every day, and we all see the reports coming through of the drugs and the criminals that they are apprehending. Did you incorporate that into how well the employees feel around their jobs?
Well, this is our first shot at doing a deep dive on law enforcement. So I don't know if we looked at that specifically. And you bring up a good point, because when we look at law enforcement agencies, there are people who are on the front lines. As you say, there are people who are, in office positions, and it's a little bit hard to distinguish that given the database we have. But I would say law enforcement agencies, have missions around protecting the safety, but they also have missions around providing good service to, if you will, customers in some cases, particularly like CBP and TSA. So how you balance enforcement and customer service is a pretty interesting balancing act, if you will. But I don't know if we have enough data or enough information to say, is there a difference in terms of the specific types of law enforcement work you're doing on a daily basis? I think that would be a great follow-up question for us to look at.
What practices from law enforcement agencies that you see work can agencies not in law enforcement use?
Well, again, I think the three issues we came up with around wellness, communication, and importance of mission are applicable to all, all types of work in all agencies. One caution I would advise is to not just take a cookie-cutter approach. So while these may be guideposts for agencies to look at what might work for them, you really have to look at diving deeper in your own data, having conversations with your people, having a genuine interest and commitment to this and showing that. So it sounds simple, and I think what we find in the work that we do that what you do is important, but how you do it is probably maybe even more important, because that's when the genuineness and authenticity comes through to the workforce. It's either listening to me. One other point I'll just make on this engagement and some research we're doing is that not only is what organizations and agencies do for their employees and what leaders at all levels do for their employees, but the notion of self-engagement and what employees can do to monitor their own levels of engagement and improve it on their own part is also a very important part of, I think, making sure that engagement stays high, particularly in times of need or stress. That's a really important thing that I think is coming down the path, is the notion of self-engagement.
Anything else that you think that the paper touches on that we didn't cover?
No, I think the bottom line is that, again, this is our first shot at doing a drill down on a type of occupation or mission. So, highlighting the importance of this, I think we also find that agencies who work this proactively and on a consistent basis will find better results. And I think the last thing I would mention we didn't have a chance to talk about is where this really happens is at the concept of a team level. And law enforcement officials work in teams. So while top-down programs are probably important, how we get this to start small and local, as we call it, at the team level and work it back up through the ranks is an opportunity that I think many agencies might want to look at.
David Dye is director of Deloitte's Federal Human Capital Services, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.